All right, we got road rage, we got a bank robbery in East Haven, and we got a sexual weirdo in West Haven.
Ooh, full house.
Let's start with the road rage.
Okay.
This sent to us by tribe member Michelle. Thank you. In a news release posted to Facebook, police said they received multiple 911 calls just after 5 p.m. Wednesday reporting a motor vehicle accident and a physical altercation between the drivers near the intersection of Route 25 and Route 111.
Slapfest!
Officers determined Jacob, 53, not going to use last names.
Gotcha.
Jacob, 53, of Brookfield, and Trey, 32, of Seymour, were driving in the area when an argument broke out. According to police, the argument escalated rapidly, and Trey made an abrupt U-turn on Route 111, then drove the wrong way back in the direction of Jacob's vehicle, striking the front end.
Oh, man.
Playing chicken. I'll get you.
It sounds like they both won.
Yep. Right.
The crash disabled both vehicles.
Yep. Everybody's go poof.
That's tough after that.
Cars don't run.
You make this tough guy move, and then it's like, now we're both just stuck here staring at each other.
Let's exchange insurance information.
Right.
According to police, both men are accused of striking each other's windshields with objects prior to the crash. Listen to what they threw. Both objects. One, a 25-pound dumbbell.
Oh, my God.
No.
Right.
How far can you throw a 25-pound dumbbell with one hand while seated in a car? He flung it 25 pounds.
Right. I'm guessing he flung it upwards and the car caught it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He was mad.
Right.
Well, that could kill somebody. You know?
Could. Yeah, definitely.
25-pound dumbbell.
Wow. Just happened to have one handy in the car.
Who the hell drives around? Yes, exactly. Who has that within reach?
Handy dandy 25-pound
dumbbell.
Well,
you know, those days you're caught in traffic, do some quick curls.
Right.
I'm thinking it's the 32-year-old from Seymour.
Okay.
That would be. I don't know. It's just a guess. It's not, I don't think it's the 53-year-old from Brookfield.
I would agree with that.
Could be a fitness buff.
Seems logical.
Trainer?
Yeah, no, I was in, you know, great condition in my 50s.
Yeah.
But I wasn't driving around with a 25-pound dumbbell, like in the passenger seat, ready to fling at someone.
Right.
And did he have two, or did he have one?
You're asking the important question.
Right. Was there a second one coming?
Right, the second salvo. Right.
Now he has to alternate reps so his arms don't get, you know, uneven.
Exactly. Right. The metal cons are concrete-filled ones.
Assuming it was the younger guy. Now he drove back. He's like, that was my only one. I have to go get it.
Yeah, I'm going to need that back.
The other guy threw a cane with an X-type handle.
Oh!
These two were made, a match made in heaven.
It's like Highlander. There could be only one.
It's like two mall ninjas going at it.
Right. An axe handle.
Who's got the weirdest weapon within reach in their vehicle right now? Can you please call?
I'd love to hear.
No judging.
Yeah.
Both men were arrested and charged with weapons in a motor vehicle and criminal mischief, among other charges. Wow. That's some road rage right there.
Seriously,
that's...
when you're flinging dumbbells and...
A 25-pound... I want you to pick up a 25-pound dumbbell.
Right.
I work out with 35s and 40s, but the 25...
That's substantial.
You can't throw that.
No. That's not a flinging thing.
That's not a flinging thing.
Unless you're Superman.
Right. Superman.
That dude had to be buff to get that thing outside the window.
Right. Right.
Up in the air.
Right.
Flight. Huh.
We're all trying to do the arm motion in the studio to figure out the physics of it, too.
And you know that arm is now shot from fling. Like, my rotator cuff.
Oh, yeah, he probably pulled the rotator cuff.
I'm also picturing a left hand because the right, like, you got to go across your face.
Yeah.
So it's gotta be that doesn't seem like the right way to do that either.
Yeah, so I'm thinking he served it up in the end there. The car drove into it.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So sitting next to you on my passenger seat here is a little container that is about 1,000 screws. I make a nice little weapon.
Oh, yeah. So a thousand screws?
Like a handful, just fling them out like buckshot?
Oh, no. I just throw the whole container.
Oh.
Yeah. Just open and throw the whole thing.
No.
Yeah, you get a better launch if you throw the whole thing.
This is true. I thought it was like a scatter thing, you know?
Yeah, then it just becomes like a...
Once it hits, it's going to scatter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a machine gun.
Exactly.
Hitting the car.
It's screwing really ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Who throws a 25-pound bar? You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I know. This guy is he's the top of the pyramid right now.
Yeah, so far, unless someone tops him.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to see me when I'm angry.
But he's got to have it in the front seat.
Right.
Right? He wasn't, like, in road rage, like, hold on, let me pull over and get the weight out of the trunk, get back in, and engage in road rage. It had to be within reach.
Right.
He had a 25-pound dumbbell within reach. Then got it out the car window.
Right.
Unless he was in maybe a convertible.
Or maybe had a sunroof.
I was thinking sunroof. Deploy.
Yeah.
Out the sunroof.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you took a chance.
But you know how fast that thing's going to hit the ground?
Yeah.
It's 25 pounds.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to him just to find out about that.
I want to. Does anyone have any ring camera on there?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. Dan in Ellington, what do you have?
Hey, good morning. Right. I have a hammer.
Hammer.
That's, you know what the great thing about that is? Is they can't write you up for, you know, having a weapon in the car.
No,
it's a tool.
Yeah. It's multi-use.
It's a tool.
It's multi-use.
Yes, that's the great thing.
That's the great thing.
You grab by the nostril.
Then you decide. Right. Does this guy get the claw?
Right.
Or does he get the hammer side? Is it hammer time or claw time?
Come here, you big dummy. Oh. That's awesome.
It's gonna depend on the situation, right?
Depends on your mood.
Exactly.
What the person has done.
Right, what the wind is telling you to do. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Now, are you throwing it, or are you just using it as a hammer?
That's a good question.
Well, today I'll be hopefully just using it as a hammer.
Right.
It's also Monday morning. It's early.
This is true.
Yeah. No, but if you got into it with somebody, would you fling that out the window towards, like, if they're behind you and you're going back and forth, are you flinging that back at them, or are you going to pull over and
have it?
It's a little hammer. It's like the most expensive hammer you can get. So no,
you're not flinging it.
He's holding on to it. Right. I'm going to wipe it down afterwards.
What kind of hammer is it?
It's a stiletto. It's made out of titanium.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's good for your elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has a lot of force, but it's not heavy.
Also, blood doesn't stick to it.
Yeah. Nice and light.
Little Clorox.
You wouldn't need the blood soaks into the wood handle. If it's titanium, forget about wipe clean with damn cloth.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
I'm glad you guys picked up. You guys are great, man. I listen every morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right, good luck with your hammer.
All right.
Yeah, it's hammer time.
Those are your listeners, buddy. They're carrying hammers with them.
This is why.
Well, what do you think they're carrying?
Very nice to them.
Yeah.
You're always nice to them, AJ.
Steve and Seymour.
Yeah, hey, I got a can of ether, which is like the starting fluid for a diesel engine.
Yeah.
And a lighter.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you got a flamethrower.
James Bond.
It's like a flamethrower.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. Or just spray it. They get really slow.
That's what I was thinking. Ether on the rag, and you're just like, shh.
You just spray it at them.
Good night.
They start driving slower.
Come back, you. All right. So what do we got? We got a hammer.
Right. Screws in a jar.
Right. Screws in a jar. Right. That's right.
And ether.
And ether.
Ether and lighter,
made flamethrower.
Nice.
Nice.
You barbecue someone.
It's an arsenal.
Have you ever thought about using it as a weapon?
You can cook your hot dogs, so.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, all right.
You don't mind the ether taste.
Yeah, ether dogs.
Nice. Starting food.
I like Steve. He's like, it's not always violence. Right, yeah. Sometimes it's just useful.
Sometimes it's just handy.
Right. Sometimes there's a spire in the car.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
And it starts the trucks on a cold day.
Nice.
Yeah. There is that, too.
Exactly.
The intended purpose.
Use the right way. Sure. Fine.
We're talking about what weapon do you have in your car, or what can you use as a weapon in your car?
Yeah.
Doing a story about road rage, and a guy threw a 25-pound dumbbell out his window, and it hit the windshield of the car behind him.
Amazing.
It's a pretty good throw.
Yeah.
Mike in Hartford.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. electrician, and we deal with some pretty big, thick wires. I got a piece of 600 MCM copper, about the diameter of a quarter. The thing's probably 10 pounds to cut off of a little piece of a cut. Man, that thing, you hit with that, it's not going to feel good.
Those hurt.
It's like a whip?
Yeah. No, it's like just like hard.
Oh, no.
It's like a blackjack.
No, it's like a...
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a bar of steel, practically.
Heavier, though.
Yeah, it nails you. Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hurts. A friend of mine had one in his car.
What did you
I was
do?
A wise ass one night. I got hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's pain right there.
Which of what you heard so far, which one would you want?
I think I took my chance with the screws.
Yeah, I was just thinking the exact same
There's
thing.
A chance screws. You might miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones are too permanent. I mean, you know, they got the flamethrower guy. You would, you know, no.
The flamethrower, it's a good, it shocks the person.
It
like,
does.
you don't think you're going to get blasted in the face with flames.
Right. It's true.
Especially in the part of a road rage where, like, people are already out of their cars. If you're walking towards the other car and you just see a stream of fire, you're like, I'm getting back in my car.
It's motivational.
You win.
It is start a fluid. Start making that way.
Sorry, I didn't realize I started a fight with a dragon.
Right. Yeah.
You and your singed eyebrows get back in the car.
I'd look surprised, but I can't. I can't be angry either.
All of a sudden, your hair's just gone.
Right.
You smell that smell. You're like, oh, damn it.
Yep, I'm going to call you Ash.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I like the hammer, too. But,
yeah,
you know,
the hammer's
so violent.
It is.
I mean, you're hurting someone bad with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not just taking their eyebrows off.
If you nail their fingernail, it turns black for a couple of weeks.
This copper wire's pretty good, too.
Damn straight. That
hurts. Leave some marks for a long time.
Yes, it will. On your psyche.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
That will hurt you to the core.
It damages your soul.
You go past the wire like, ah!
Trish in Glastonbury.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, in all fairness, I didn't hear the part throwing it from the car because I just got in my car, but I do carry mace right in my cup holder.
Mace.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice, multi-purpose, easy to use.
Now,
is it sad that I'm looking forward to using it?
No.
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 Have you ever, what's the closest you've gotten to using it?
I actually have never had it. I've never had the issue. I don't deal with road rage too much because I'm usually just passing them.
Oh.
All right, but you never thought, oh.
Yeah.
I want to spray that person
But the
right
next
now.
Time they get an order wrong at the drive-thru.
No pickles.
So you never thought to yourself not using it, but just thinking to yourself, you're messing with the wrong person.
Oh, yeah, no, all the time.
Okay. All the time.
She holds it in her hand. And I'm just waiting.
Yep. Any day now.
All right, so what's the plan? You sit in the car, they walk up to the window, or you get out of the car?
It depends. If it's a female, I'll totally get out of the car.
Okay.
If it's a male, I'll probably get out of the car, too.
Okay.
And then I'll show it, and then if they come closer, I'll use it, and then I'll kick them while they're down.
Nice.
Then I'll leave.
What kind of footwear do you have for this kick?
My gym sneakers.
Gym sneakers. Okay,
okay,
all right.
Better than like flip flops or something.
They'll stay on. Yeah, flip flops will like just stay on their ass. Damn it! Now I need a shoe. I gotta wash my toes.
What do you think's more dangerous, the 6 a.m. listener or the 9 a.m. listener?
Going 6.
We're gonna do the same story we did at 6, and we're gonna ask you the same question. Let's see what we get called in here.
Okay.
All right, call in if you have something in your car that you could use as a weapon.
Right.
Okay? It could be a weapon, or it could be something else that you could use as a weapon, but
yes.
Call it in, and we want to see. In the 6 o'clock hour, we had a box of screws.
Yep.
We had...
A titanium hammer.
Titanium hammer. Yeah, lightweight and
right, versatile.
Lots of damage.
Versatile, yes.
We had the ether and a lighter.
Right, right. We had a piece of wire.
Copper wire.
15 pounds.
Yes.
15 pounds.
Yeah, that'll smack you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they were not a group of people you want to mess with.
Never. Ooh. No.
No.
They will hurt you badly.
Well, let's see how you do now.
Okay.
203-882-9757. We're jumping off of this story here sent in by tribe member Michelle. There was a road rage incident and led to 2 arrests in Trumbull. This happened Wednesday. According to police, they received a 911, actually multiple 911 calls just after 5 p.m. on Wednesday, reporting a motor vehicle accident and a physical altercation between drivers near the intersection of Route 25 and 111.
Okay.
Officers determined, I'm not going to use last names, that Jacob, 53, of Brookfield, and Trey, 32, of Seymour, were driving in the area when an argument broke out.
Okay.
According to police, the argument escalated rapidly, and Trey made an abrupt U-turn on 111 and drove the wrong way back in the direction of Jacob's vehicle, striking the front end.
That's an attention getter right there.
That's when you know you've had enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
The crash disabled both vehicles. According to police, both men are accused of striking each other's windshields with objects prior to the crash.
Oh. The gladiators.
Here are the objects. A 25-pound dumbbell.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a rolling gym.
We spent some time on this this morning talking about how hard it is to throw a 25-pound dumbbell out the window of your car and have it hit another car's windshield.
You have to want it. It's all on the pitch.
You have to want it.
You have to be in good. You can want it all you want, but if you're like a scrawny little person, you're not getting that out. This guy was, he's driving down the road doing like curls.
Arm curls. It's a guy with one big arm.
Didn't Stallone do that over the top? He had weights in his truck.
Oh. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, one big bicep. I remember that.
Just one big arm.
A 25-pound dumbbell. Oh, we lost the axe handle.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
man.
And then the other item. So one was a 25-pound dumbbell.
Okay.
And the other item was a cane with an axe-type handle.
Wow. It's like Highlander.
A cane with an axe-type handle. Handle.
Right, of course. This way, if you're going through the woods, when it cut down a tree, you know, if you're a cripple. Yeah.
Just both men were arrested and charged with weapons in a motor vehicle and criminal mischief, among other charges, according to police.
Hello.
Chaz and AJ.
Yes, how you doing?
Hello. Hey.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, my name is Dean from Brookfield. I carry an axe handle.
Nice.
Axe handle.
Is it taped off?
Nope.
No?
It just looks like it's old. It was my dad's, actually, from the 70s.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
tradition, I guess.
That's not something you could get written up for. Like, that's not a deadly weapon. It's not a it's an axe handle.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just a piece of wood.
I was fixing my axe.
Right. It's just a piece of wood.
Yeah, I think if you tape it off, it becomes something. It becomes an issue.
Yeah.
But if you leave it alone... That's why I asked.
Yep.
Have you ever raised it in one hand like, yo, smart ass?
Never had to. Never once.
Nice. Never.
Well, it's really it.
The thing's petrified by now. It's so old. It's probably like a fossil, hard as a rock.
Probably worth something.
Axe handle.
Nice. Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
Yes. Okay, we got an axe handle.
Axe handle.
Yeah, man.
All right, thank you, Dean.
Thank
you,
sir. This is dangerous. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Listen all the time.
Man. Thank you, brother. Right back at
you. Love you more.
Anthony in Orange.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so I have, like, you know those little souvenir baseball bats I used to give away at Yankee Stadium?
The best. Back in the 70s.
The best. The Billy Clubs, yeah.
Yeah, and it's painted and pinstriped and has a logo on it, too.
Nice.
Those things hurt so much when you're hit with them.
Yep.
Like in the shin?
So much. I was thinking over the head.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Wherever.
Give me that thunk noise when they hit you, too. It's like, ow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Get that across the knuckles. Ah!
Ooh,
yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, I think I got it when I was like 8 or 9, and I've had it for, what, almost 40 years now?
Yes.
Well, think about that, how they figured out this was a bad idea. Like, you know, somebody in a marketing room said, hey, we'll do Bat Day, and we'll give everyone little wooden bats.
Yep.
And then sell lots of beer.
Right. No problem at all.
And invite fans of two rival teams that hate each other into the same place at the same time.
That sounds awesome.
That's why I switched a little has ice cream in it.
Yeah, a little plastic cup.
They can't get hurt with this.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anthony. All right. So we got an axe handle, a mini bat.
Nice.
Jeff and Monroe.
Glock model 22 with Hydroshock rounds.
You win.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Just the way you presented it.
But what'd you say, Hydroshock rounds?
Yeah, Hydroshock. So they're what the FBI use. They're hollow points, but they're star-shaped. So if they hit glass or something metal, they ball up to a hard ball. But if they hit flesh, they star out as a star.
Wow.
So they rip flesh apart.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's impossible for a surgeon to put put your innards back together after that.
Yep.
That's right. 40 caliber. Best caliber you could have.
Gotcha.
40 caliber. Oh, my God. It's like Clint Eastwood here.
Right.
But, like, the 40 caliber is not enough. Like, I'm going to have bullets that just, like, rip you
like
apart.
Smart bullets, yeah.
Like, we're not going
to... Yeah, the Hydroshocks are good
done.
Because if you have to shoot a windshield, it'll ball up.
Right.
Or if you have to shoot, you know, through a door or something, it'll ball up like a hard ball.
Now, what if it goes through the windshield and hits a person? Is it going to be a ball first, then splatter when they
it'll
when
be
it hits the person?
It'll be a ball.
It'll just stay a ball.
It'll be like a musket ball.
It's like a change
It'll be like
again.
A little mini musket.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, if you get Hydroshock rounds for your whatever caliber you have, those are the best rounds they use.
I'll write that down.
You know, I don't really think about, you know, I think, to me, bullets are enough.
Right.
You shoot someone a couple times,
right.
I'm good. Like,
if I actually hit the target, we're good. Yeah.
All right, thank you. The 9 o'clock crowd pulling ahead of the 6 o'clock crowd.
Big time, yes.
Flamethrower, you know, improvised flamethrower to straight up firearm. That's where we've gone.
Yeah, we had a box of screws and a can of ether.
Yeah.
Now we have
a lighter,
an axe handle, a mini bat, and a Glock with Hydroshock rounds.
Well,
Pete in East Haven.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
I got a riot baton and brass knuckles.
Oh,
Wow. Brass knuckles.
Those are
illegal now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Not in my car, they ain't.
Exactly.
You know what? That's right. Well, it's life or death.
You'll answer questions later, yeah.
Have you ever hit anyone with brass knuckles?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Oh.
So they tested him? Okay, good.
Just don't mess with this guy.
Right. His friend Toothless.
Later, boys.
Right.
All right. So he doesn't even want to stay on the phone.
He didn't want follow-ups.
He's a very smart person.
It's like the attorney's not there anymore, is he?
Right.
Oh, man.
Those batons alone must hurt.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What do you use first? Do you go for the brass knuckles or the baton?
Baton.
Yeah.
Distance.
Yeah, exactly.
And they still
give yourself
coming,
the reach.
Then, okay, now I gave you a wrap in the snots.
Yeah, you got the backup.
Yep. Yeah.
Right in the snots?
Wrap in the snots. That's my case. I'm going to give you a wrap in the snots.
Wrap in the snots. How did he give you a wrap in the snots?
Oh, yeah, I gave a wrap in the snots.
I gave that driver a wrap in the snots.
Yep. Love you, Dad.
those brass knuckles will take your face apart.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I'm like copper.
You prefer something to titanium knuckles? Right. What are you looking
for? No, you don't make them out of aluminum because they just bend.
Right.
And right over here, like cuts. My fingers. My fingers.
Now it's trapped. Oh, my God. Oh, what do I do? Yeah.
Steve in Stratford.
AJ, Chaz, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Mine is easy because I don't trust nobody.
Okay.
I always carry my 9mm in my glove box, and in my driver's side, my passenger's side, I always carry a machete under the seat.
Wow.
And when I got to fill my gas tank, I don't trust nobody. I carry a small knife blade and where the gas cap is.
Man, you're loaded for bear.
Where do you live?
Where?
Iraq?
Guatemala?
I don't say.
Gotcha.
What do you do? Do you deliver cash?
Yeah, he works for Brinks.
No, I just don't trust no one.
Yeah. Deliver flowers.
Have you ever had anything bad happen to you where you thought, you know what, I need a 9mm, I need a machete,
and a knife.
And I need a knife by the gas tank?
Well, my machete I took out once in a while. I don't like people to knock on my window and bother me.
Okay.
What do you mean, on your car window?
Yeah, they always ask for stuff.
Right.
Like money to eat?
Or their life.
It's like, I asked this guy for money to eat, and he came out with a machete.
Right.
Does it look like we have any coconuts around here?
I said, arms are the
No.
Right.
That's not helpful.
Right. I used to have a beard.
I do a lot of traveling, so.
Gotcha.
All right. I got you.
Right. All right. So you're.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You have a good one.
Yeah, right. No, seriously.
Stay happy.
Thank you. Stay happy.
Stay happy.
Is that the New England serial killer?
Well,
this crowd is clearly more dangerous than the 6 a.m. crowd.
Seriously. Wow.
Yeah,
it's not so much what they have that scares me. It's their happy demeanor about it that scares me.
Yeah.
Well, they worked hard on these things.
I got a machete.
they're very clever.
Well, he's got a 9mm.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right. That's one.
That does the job. Right.
But if I run out of bullets.
I got a machete.
I got my machete.
If I get gas later.
Yeah. And I wonder how you decide, like,
let's just say you're not out of bullets. You get the 9mm. It's like, you know what? This guy, he's getting a machete.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's personal.
It's a very personal.
It is.
Yeah.
Painful.
Right. Be aware.
This is why you just be polite to people in traffic.
Exactly.
Just don't get into it with them.
Let them go.
It's not worth it.
Yep.
Within a mile or so, you're going to be completely different places.
Right, and I'll have all your parts, too.
Billy in Watertown.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I have about a 3-inch knife hanging from my rearview mirror. Little plastic case on a chain just hangs there and right in grasp if ever needed.
Nice.
Just in case.
Right.
And that's usually a 9mm.
Okay.
Lead with the
9mm.
That's the one.
I was like a mini knife. Okay, how cute.
That's safe. Yeah.
That's cute. A little 3-inch.
Right.
It is a little mini 9mm, actually. It's a P365, so it's very small.
Okay.
Wow.
Like the Micro 9.
You know, if I'm being shot by a 9mm, I'm not going to be like, wow, that's a small little. If someone pulls out a small one, I'm going to be like, look at the size of your 9mm.
Right.
Never mind. All right. Thank you. Lori. All right. The ladies are dialing in here now.
Okay. What she got?
Lori?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what do you got?
I have a billy club in my husband's car, but I'm driving it now while you guys were talking about this. Seems like it's about a 2-foot billy club. It looks like it's about 100 years old. I don't know where he got it from.
I wouldn't ask.
Was he a police officer at one time?
Yeah, he was a military police officer.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Maybe the military might be missing it, so I didn't really want to say that.
Nah.
They're not looking for it.
No.
Nah, probably not after all this time.
No, of course not.
I knew a guy who had a billy club, but he hollowed it out and put lead in it.
Oh, because it wasn't enough.
Oh.
Ouch.
That's ouch.
That's an ouch.
Like a large pencil.
One month or two.
That's an ouch.
I call it a number two. Boom.
Now, would you know what to do with that billy club? Have you ever thought about using it when you're driving his car?
Not myself, but when he's driving, I want to take it out and use it on other people because... people are crazy drivers.
Yes, they are.
We tow. My husband builds cars, and he tows a lot of hot rods around. And we were driving to a car show, and this guy just would not let us over. And the road rage was out of control. And I was ready to, like, because he had his gun. I'm like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Maybe this would be better.
This one's quieter.
I love your selecting, like,
right.
What wine to have with your meal. You're like, right. I think the gun is the right one, hon. Let me use the billy club.
I'll take care of this.
It's not enough violence for my taste.
Right. I want to really hurt him.
Yeah.
I want to ruin their day.
I want to savor this one a little bit.
There's a rocket launcher in the
truck.
She's
a great wife.
Yeah, I'll give you a high ride of your own.
That's a great wife.
Nice.
No, hon, I don't want you in too much trouble.
You just drive.
Let me take the back
you
billy
drive,
club.
Right.
You drive. I'll take
the billy
guy.
Club.
Right.
Get close enough so I could whack him in the head, and then we'll just keep going.
I'm picturing leaning out the window with the billy club. Ah!
Okay, just so everybody knows, we're just kidding.
Exactly. We're
just having fun. That's
right.
All.
That's
we're just
all.
Having fun.
Yeah.
So, well, tell your husband we say thank you for his service.
Yeah, thank you.
I will. He's actually right now having knee replacement surgery.
Oh, man.
Did you use the billy club on him?
No, but if he doesn't, if he, wants too much around the house for me to do, like, cook and make his bed and all.
That's
I might
him.
Have to bring it in the house.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You sure it wasn't you who was military police?
No. I have to laugh too because I wonder if my son is listening. He's probably going to call me up in a few minutes and like, Ma, get off the radio.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Great call.